Well, one of the challenges for a small business owner is trying to do everything themselves. And really, they got into business because they had expertise in a couple of areas. The other challenge that we find as we begin the conversation with a lot of small business owners is they haven't really clearly defined who their target market is. Defining very specifically who you should be targeting, at least initially, is really important. That's not to say you have to live in that sub-niche forever, but as your business grows, you can expand and go into more niches and go after more prospects.
The following is brought to you by Thrive, the end-to-end client experience platform that helps you get the job, manage the job, and get credit.
Hey, this is Gordon Henry at Winning on Main Street, and this week you get to meet Gordon Van Wetchel. Yes, another Gordon. Gordon has built and sold three national companies and consulted with hundreds of local business owners in a variety of industries. He's the author of 9 business books and a frequent speaker at business growth events. He's passionate about bringing big ad agency strategy, tactics, and resources to local business owners. Welcome, Gordon.
Thank you, Gordon.
Sure, we're going to have fun with that. So,
that's right.
You know, you've got a fantastic career and business helping small business owners, and that's exactly who listens to our show. So tell us a little bit about your company, Alchemy Consulting Group, and how you help small businesses.
Sure. So I started Alchemy Consulting in 2003. I had sold my previous business in 2001. And one of the things that I realized as I was looking around for the next adventure is the strategies that I had used to build my 3 successful companies and my several less successful companies were really pretty consistent. It was the market that made the difference. And I realized that a lot of small business owners don't have access to that, what I would call ad agency style marketing help. They can't stroke that $10,000 or $12,000 check every month and hope something happens. They need more of a direct results marketing approach. So from the beginning, that's what we decided we would do with Alchemy is offer that level of service and accountability, but really focus on those companies that are in that, you know, $500,000 to $5 million range.
Yeah, great. Well, that's, I think, exactly who's listening to our show. So I'm sure you'll have a lot of helpful advice. So when you look at those size companies and you think about how to help them, I guess marketing is really your sweet spot. What are some of the typical problems they face, and what are some of the typical strategies you outline?
Well, one of the challenges for a small business owner is trying to do everything themselves. And really, they got into business because they had expertise in a couple of areas, but not necessarily every area. And frequently, what we find is they don't know a lot about today's marketing strategies and what really works in their niche. So, you know, marketing is one thing they should consider outsourcing. The other challenge that we find as we begin the conversation with a lot of small business owners is they haven't really clearly defined who their target market is. You know, frequently we'll hear, well, there's lots and lots of people that could use what we offer. And that may be true. But unless you have, you know, Pepsi-Cola's ad budget, you're not going to be able to reach all of those businesses. So, defining very specifically who you should be targeting, at least initially, is really important. That's not to say you have to live in that sub-niche forever, but as your business grows, you can expand and go into more niches and go after more prospects.
Okay, so let's say I'm a roofer. I've got 10 employees, three or four trucks on the road. I consider myself, you know, high end in my market. How do I go about thinking about a marketing strategy, you know, for my business in terms of where should I spend my money and how should I find those customers?
Excellent question. So first, you just need the basic foundation, a good website. It doesn't have to be expensive, 50 pages, all of that, but it needs to very clearly state what's your value proposition. Why should that high-end homeowner deal with you instead of the 35 other roofing companies that are probably in your market area? Second, you need a Google business profile that's fully optimized. That's kind of your cornerstone, your foundation of being on Google. After that, I know a lot of agencies will tell you to focus on SEO. I won't. I'm going to tell you to focus on traffic, because that's really what you need, is you need those homeowners able to find you and then reach you.
We all want traffic to our websites, but how do you get traffic? Are you recommending people spending money on Google, on Facebook, some other strategy?
Yes, paid advertising is what you pretty much have to do these days, unless you've been established for many years and you're already on page one. But where you advertise is important. And this goes back to our earlier conversation about how important it is to know your ideal prospect. Where does that prospect go for information? Now, a lot of people spend money on social media needlessly because their prospects aren't there. Branding is important on social media, but if your prospects aren't going there to find you or to find information about your niche, then why would you spend money there? For most contractors, Google Ads are the primary place that you should spend money, mostly because 80% of the people who are searching for a contractor are going to go to Google. They're going to go to the search engines. Some are going to Bing, some are going to DuckDuckGo, but the majority of people are going online to find information about a contractor. So again, if you've got a properly designed campaign, that's going to give you the best opportunity to be on page one, to get those clicks, to have the opportunity to get those people into your funnel and eventually turn them into customers.
Now, you didn't talk yet about social presence. What are you recommending in terms of social presence, whether it's the Facebook page or the Facebook advertising or advertising or presence on some of the other sites?
I think every business owner needs a LinkedIn profile. Again, it doesn't have to have a lot of updates on a regular basis, but you just need that because, again, back to your example of, you know, professionals and higher end homeowners, they're looking for another professional. So that's helpful. Having a Facebook page, a business page on Facebook is helpful. Again, you don't need to spend a lot of time and money updating it. People don't really care what you're having for lunch that day. But if you can put some before and after pictures, if you can profile maybe one of your employees who's having their five-year anniversary, the value of social media for a lot of small businesses is branding. It's creating that positive impression in the minds of a prospect, more so than just direct results. Again, it depends upon the niche, but if your customers aren't going to social media sites to learn about you or to find your business, then you need a presence, but really more for branding than anything specific.
Now, you know, many small businesses say, I just use word of mouth. Everybody knows who I am. I've been around in the market for a while. I do a great job. I get referrals. What do you say to that business? Should they use you or somebody like you?
Well, they should, because statistically, and this comes from multiple surveys of customers, statistically, between 85 and 90% of the people who are referred to a business first go online. And what they're doing is they're checking out a website, because that website proves you're a real company. And then they're looking for your reviews. And oftentimes people don't put enough emphasis on getting those positive 4- and 5-star reviews. But a prospect that's looking for your company wants to make sure that previous customers have had a positive experience. They want to see that social proof that others have had a good experience with your business. And if that's not there, even if they've been referred to you, they're probably not going to pick up the phone and call.
Yeah, that makes sense. And how about offline advertising? We haven't talked about that. The old media, does that still work?
Absolutely. It depends upon whether you have a defined or a non-defined market. And a defined market is very simply where you can get a list of your potential customers. Or you can target a specific neighborhood and use direct mail. If you have a non-defined market, radio is particularly effective. But again, you have to have the staying power, because it may be 3 months before you really start to see a positive return on that investment. But we like radio in many cases. Cable TV in a lot of the larger markets has gotten very, very cost efficient. We've got a number of clients that have done real well with interview programs on cable TV or just short you know, 30 to 45 second spots. And those aren't spots that you're running at 2 a.m. You know, they're running in prime times. But again, that cost has come down significantly.
Yeah, for sure. So how about further use of technology? You and I talked a little bit before the show. Mm-hmm. You know, once that lead comes in, the need for a customer relationship management system, CRM, where the data gets inputted, right? So now I have a database, email marketing, where I take that database and maybe I send them a periodic email, whether it's, you know, happy spring, like let's look at your roof during the spring, or maybe it's birthday wishes for your kids, whatever, and other automation that can be inputted. For example, you mentioned, I think before, reviews and the need for reviews, maybe automating the request for reviews. What do you recommend in terms of the use of technology to sort of get into that whole business of automating your marketing and your customer communication?
Yeah, we do a lot with that, Gordon, in part because it works so well, but also that automation allows us to deliver services to our clients at a lower cost. Managing reviews and marketing reviews is a great place to automate. Having some sort of CRM, customer relationship management system, in place is really important, particularly if a company wants to grow quickly. You're right, a lot of times a lead comes in and it isn't responded to immediately, or the response, it can come through a variety of different ways. A good CRM will allow you to send emails. You can pick up the phone and call directly. You can set those appointments. You can send SMS messages. Plus, from a business owner's perspective, it's really great to be able to log into the CRM and just get an idea of what's going on in the pipeline, which of his salespeople are being the most effective, which of them could possibly use a little help. So there's a lot of data there that an owner can grab a hold of very quickly and make sound business decisions based on that technology.
This is a fascinating conversation. We're just going to take a 30-second quick break to hear a word from our sponsor, and we'll be back with more from Gordon Van Wetchel.
Hey everyone, this is Corey from SB Pace, and I'm a co-host of BizQuick Podcast and Defeat the Chaos radio show on the Voice America Business Channel. We had a great time recording our episode of Winning on Main Street with Gordon, which aired on January 13th. If you're looking for some quick and actionable tips for your small business, be sure to check out that podcast with Gordon and our other content, which you can find on sbpace.com.
And we're back with more from Gordon Van Wetchel. Fascinating conversation about how businesses should promote themselves online. I wanted to ask you, coming back to the topic of social media, a lot of businesses are sort of consumed with this idea of, you know, how do I post online? How do I, you know, just create an online image through posting and blogging and things like that? What are your recommendations about that?
Well, two different subjects. Social media, you want a balance of posts. You know, too often every post is salesy. And what you really want is a balance where you're talking a little bit about, you know, your business or your industry or your niche, or you have helpful tips for the type of person that is your typical customer. We like to see a mix of 1 out of every 5 posts has some sort of offer. And that might be an offer just to get more information. It might take them to a landing page. We like to see posts that are visual. Video has become huge in the last year or so. And short little 15 to 30 second videos, not long video. So we like to see some video of, you know, job sites, of conversations with somebody in the company, but short videos, anything that you can do to enhance your brand on social media is really important. The other thing you mentioned, blogging, we like to see a blog for a lot of our clients, if for no other reason than because it meets Google's criteria for continually uploading fresh new content. The problem for a lot of small business owners is they get all excited and they start a blog, and then they'll go 6 or 8 weeks and, oh, I better make a blog post, and then another 6 weeks. That doesn't do you any good. If you're going to start, you need to be making a minimum of 2 posts a month, so every other week, or you just need to outsource it. But a blog is a great way to continue to enhance your presence online. And it's a long-term search engine optimization strategy because, again, Google's looking for that fresh content that's properly keyworded, good geotagged images, and the right length. Google's emphasizing longer form content now than they did 18 months ago. So they want to see 1,000 words where they used to like to see 300 or 350.
You haven't said the word mobile yet. Yet, you know, most of us, for better or worse, live on our phones these days. Mm-hmm. Does the small business need to have a specific mobile strategy?
If you've had a website built in the last couple of years, and it was built properly, if a proper theme was used, that website is already mobile compatible. Mm-hmm. So it's easier to navigate on mobile. One of the things that we like to see on a website or a landing page are some click to call buttons, because as you say, there's so much more activity done on a phone now. It's real easy for someone as they're scrolling with their thumb to just click that call button and be able to get through immediately. Obviously, that's not something you can do on a desktop, but on a mobile, you can. There are also ways now to target specific to mobile phones. Most of your audience is probably familiar with the fact that their computer has a unique IP address, a location for their computer. Well, everybody's smartphone has a Mac ID as well. It's the same concept. And as scary as this sounds, we now have technology in our agency where we can target people by their Mac ID. In fact, we did a campaign last year for a jewelry store who targeted every customer that had been in every competing jewelry store in their market area for the last year with their offer. And we could do that based on the Mac ID address. So mobile advertising is becoming more and more prominent. But the things that people do now that are most effective are text messages. And again, those can be automated. Ringless voicemail can be automated now. You know, Gordon, you and I could sit for 10 minutes and probably come up with 50 marketing channels, all of which are valid in today's economy, both digital and offline. The challenge for a business owner is what are going to be the most effective channels for them at this stage in their business's growth and at the budget they have today. And that's really where an agency can come in and help them.
Yeah.
Everybody knows about Facebook and Google.
Right.
But all of these other ways that can be very effective to make your phone ring, to get people to come into your storefront, that you may not be as familiar with or know how to implement. So that's the value for using an agency, even for a small company.
Yeah. Before we just have a minute or two left, before we go, I do want to help people find you. What's the easiest way for somebody to get in touch with you if they're interested in potentially working with you?
Our primary website is thealchemyconsultinggroup.com. Alchemy, A-L-C-H-E-M-Y. thealchemyconsultinggroup.com. I'll send you that link so you can put it in the show notes.
Okay, that's great. And also, we talked before the show, you're based down in the Virginia area. Are you working with companies only in your immediate area or all over the country?
You know, our home office is here in Virginia. We also have an office in Texas, another one in New Mexico. And actually, we started as a Colorado company. So we have clients across the country now, and we're even working in Canada.
Okay. And do you, any particular niche in terms of a industry vertical or kind of across the board?
We do a lot of work with professional practices, you know, so mm-hmm. CPAs, attorneys, medical professionals, and companies in the building space, you know, home improvement contractors, landscapers, roofers, HVAC. Those are our primary niches. We do work with other companies. The way we start with a company, Gordon, is with a simple discovery meeting. And, you know, if as a result of that meeting, I don't feel like we're the best fit, I mean, I'm going to recommend another company or just say, hey, we're not going to be a good fit for you. You need to keep looking.
So, okay, great. So listeners could reach out to you just for that discovery meeting and the first call.
Yeah, anyway. Absolutely. No obligation for that. And, you know, it's a great opportunity for me to hear about somebody's business and also throw out some ideas that they can implement on their own.
Fantastic.
Always happy to do that.
Fantastic. Well, I hope some listeners do take advantage of that. It sounds like a great way for them to maybe get some free advice and hopefully eventually utilize your services to become a real client. So thanks so much for stopping by today, Gordon. I really enjoyed the conversation. I'm sure our listeners will too.
I did as well. Thanks for having me.
And if you enjoyed this podcast, please tell a friend or a colleague to subscribe and please leave us a 5-star review. We'd really appreciate it. Until next time, make it a great week.